Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 32 through 35. Then David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your discernment, and blessed be you who have kept me this day from bloodshed and from avenging myself by my own hand. Nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me from harming you, unless you had come quickly to meet me, surely there would not have been left to Nabal until the morning light as much as one male." So David received from her hand what she had brought him and said to her, "Go up to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you and granted your request."
Let's return to the scene of yesterday's devotion. When David saw Abigail kneeling in the road, he could have ordered her out of his path. After all, he was powerful. He had been anointed to be the king of Israel and had an entire army behind him. Nothing obligated him to stop and hear what Abigail had to say, but thankfully, he did. Have you ever been barreling toward a huge mistake only to hear someone caution you? Did you consider what the person was saying? And would you say things turned out better as a result? Or perhaps the opposite has been the case, and you ignored wise advice? If so, it's highly likely you learned a great deal from that experience. Abigail's words were wise and persuasive, and David prudently chose to listen with humility. His decision to heed the woman's pleas diverted him from a course that would have tainted his future rule. If you're a believer facing a decision today, God doesn't expect you to figure it out on your own. He may use the Holy Spirit to provide counsel, or it might be that God has sent someone to advise you. Who is the Abigail in your path? May you have the wisdom to listen to those God has placed in front of you.